everybody. So today, me, myself, and Jay, Poppy Jay, will be talking about safer ways to keep yourself safe during this time, because shit is getting pretty bad, and we just don't talk about like relationship stuff, and and we talk about everything, because in order to be in a relationship or not be in one, or to make money and be successful, you're gonna have to be alive to do it. You have to stay healthy. And I see some people aren't taking this shit seriously, and this shit's getting close to home, because I actually know someone that had it, and then now somebody close to me that's older, he might, not sure. And it's just, and it's mutated, so I don't know. But Jay, there was I don't know. I know for me, I had some stuff that I feel like people need to know in order the whole stay inside part to keep themselves. If they get it, it helps. And if to not get it, it's gonna help. But as far as what do we need to know, do you have any useful tips? What do you say to people that are trying to still like, or date, but not date, but still have that companionship, because that's been a hard one for some people with depression or whatever. Or I mean, that it's understandable, but there's other ways, and you can still get to know somebody depending on what you're doing. You know, hang out, watch. You can actually watch a movie with somebody together alone online. There's so many cool ways to get to know somebody during this time, also. And the plans they can make financially. So you want to touch in any of those?
No, nah, I'm just no. Listen, I'm gonna. Mine's is gonna be short because I ain't really trying.
What about you financially? Like, what are you as far as like, because you got to keep healthy to be able to do what you do, you know, like, because we all know Jay is not thinking about no woman right now, thinking about his future and his village. But for your future and your village, what are you doing to make sure that you keep you and yours protected?
I just stay away from people, man. That's what I mean. People ain't really ready to sacrifice, so I don't really give a fuck no more. I care less. I really, it seems heartless, but I'm tired of talking to people that just like to be heard or there for the moment. And then when the moment is past, everybody's back to regular. So
That's true.
if it ain't my village, if you ain't a part of my village in any aspect, then I don't give a fuck, yo. I'm tired. I'm tired of everybody looking at you like you ain't. Like just waiting for you to do something. Like they don't want to take no initiative to nothing. Everybody just wants. I ain't fucking with no dependent people. Tell the truth, I ain't fucking with no dependent or independent people. So I ain't got no advice for those people. But for the people who are trying and striving to stay safe, then you just stay inside, man. Ain't that serious? Ain't nothing outside. If you can't sit in the house, man, and relax after work. And you need to go to therapy and see why you can't sit around yourself. That's it. That's all I got for that outside corona shit.
Okay. All right. So what I have is a.
Mama talked it to
All right. So this is how I've been keeping myself together. And number one,
play with it.
I've been staying away from people. Me and my son, I don't let him even go to his aunt's house, because she might go around somebody else, and then so you stay initially to the people that you've been around. But if you're going over here and there, then that's exposing. So basically it's just me and him. And if I need to go somewhere, I make it really quick, short. I stay away from crowds. I'm in and I'm out, and it's only if I need it. But most of the time I'm always ordering. Also, vitamin D is a fact. That if you stay in the house, that is definitely a way you can contract, because you need vitamin D. That's why it's called Vita, because it's vital. You need vitamin D to keep yourself healthy. That helps us fight off certain diseases and stuff. They're not going to tell you that shit at all whatsoever. And that's the whole one part. Once that's one part of the thing where they push your ass to go inside. Definitely people with melanin. We need the sun. So therefore, you have a front yard, you go on your porch, you don't have to go too far. But definitely with your kids, you should step outside and get air and let that sunshine touch that ass, because that's your ass gonna be grass without the vitamin D, you can research it, ask the doctor, they'll tell you the same shit. So I always make sure me and my son go, at least take them to the front right here. We have a community, and sit in a little grass area and just, you know, get some air, go for a quick walk around the corner or something. But just to isolate yourself, that's going to be the downfall. That's why a lot of people seem to get it. And they're like, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. Yeah. Research either. Talk to a doctor. But nobody trusts doctors either anymore. So you really got to know who you're talking to. But for the most part, I've learned if you do enough, you'll find that they're the ones that are saying, and then they'll listen to the information. So useful tips, ways. Another one that I've been doing for like months now, because I'm no fool, I've been making sure I have stuff. I've been ordering certain things. You know, I've been like really financially having to. I feel like this, if I'm willing to buy stuff sometimes that I really don't need, then right now I could sacrifice certain things to get shit for when the shit do hit the fan, because already in California, they plan these electrical outage games that they usually do, you know? So I made sure I have my backup. I have my lanterns, I have my candles, I have my, anything that can give light where I don't need electricity. I got enough of that. I have extra food, stuff that you can't keep in the refrigerator. So I have, you know, a bunch of that, along with things that I'm going to need where I don't have to search for it. I have each room equipped, whatever room I was going to end up in, if anything went. My room is equipped with things. My room is equipped. I have weapons at each space because I don't fuck around. I got this new alarm, little lock system for my front door. Have money, cash, and then money because when the cards go bye-bye, money goes bye-bye. So things like that, I make sure that I keep, because I truly believe everybody should have that shit on deck and ready to go. Because these motherfuckers are out here wilding and they're not by themselves. Somebody is allowing this to happen and I feel like it's going to get chaotic, and they're letting it get chaotic, because if you can't control this shit, then you damn sure can't control outside, you know, from infiltrating, you know. So therefore, we just stay ready. There's already a food shortage, so they say, but a lot of people are out of food. Some people are still waiting on a fucking stimulus. So, I mean, just got to stay ready for anything. I got survival shit just in case we had to leave from out in here to out there. I wasn't playing around. I was on Amazon researching. I have shit to where if it started raining, I have a full body raincoat. So I bought extra ones just in case a neighbor or anybody else around me at that time needed something, I could help somebody else out. So it wasn't just us, because in these times, you're going to come across where you might need to help somebody. You're going to have to make that choice. Can you, will you, you know, and just be out for self. Somebody's going to need to help you. This is a part of hers and his too, because this is what people are lacking. I seem like people don't care about helping one another. You get yours, I get mine, and I just feel like that's not doing anybody any service or any justice. So I feel like this was important, because I sit back and I watch, and so far my intuition has not failed me. And so yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I got some more stuff coming, but yeah, first aid kits, can openers, all kinds of stuff, just things that you would need. Stuff to do, sleeping bags, stuff that you can easily, like if you have to get up and bounce, that you can carry. So I even got a tent, like a survival tent, that shit they have out in the wilderness, like you would see like on TV or something like that. Somebody that's really like out in the wilderness, but they got all the tactical shit. I went and got that shit. So that's what I've been over here doing. And my son just retrieving out, he looking at me like, I was like, stay ready, you gotta get ready. Took him to get his boots and jackets and stuff, and he's got his suitcase, but mine, just certain shit where you just gotta say, gotta go. So I would take that to heart if I was any of you. If not, make sure you got a bunch of water. But if not, then don't say that nobody tried to I don't know what anybody waiting for, to be honest with you. It's only obvious the shit. What else is gonna happen? So that's all I've got for that. You know, just hearing the news that I heard, as somebody that's really important to me, he's older, like my grandfather type older, and it worried me, you know. And I don't know. That's where my head is right now. I just want people to be safe. I'm at the point where I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm just trying to think what I was about to say next. Like I stuck. I just don't know what to, you know, I'm just in a place where I don't really have time to care too much about what anybody else possibly thinks, or I just see people don't care. Like they're about themselves, that whether they'll want to drag you down no matter what you're trying to do. And I just don't, I've never had a room for it. I'm not going to make room for it now. And the more that I see that's happening, the more it still makes me want to live, because tomorrow's not promised, you know? And the way I was raised, you know, it's like, even during the hardest times, you still find a reason to smile. But saying that, stay ready. You don't got to get ready. Stay away from people. You got to stay away from your family. You got to stay away from your family. You know, I told my son, I said, you cannot go to auntie's house. Auntie's, you know, not by herself now. Like before, it was like, okay, well, you and nephew. Okay, then me and him. But if you go here, you know, she's a pharmacy tech. So she goes to work and then he goes. And then if he goes to his friends, then that's how it all, you know. So me and my son, we see each other. We don't hang out with nobody. You know, his grandparents will stop by and maybe see if we need anything. And they'll basically throw it to us, or they'll keep a distance. They got their whole tactical gear on. And, you know, they're older, so they ain't playing around. And I'm not either, too, you know. So that's all I got for that. Because I do see that people are finding it very hard to just sit their ass down. In the house. Usually motherfuckers want to be in the house. Now you want to be outside. Crazy. That's all I got for that one. That's why I, you know, wanted to see if you had. But if you have anything that you, besides this.
Besides what?
Besides what the topic was today. Like, there was a few, you know, as far as like money-wise. I figure, like, financially. I know there was, you know, you put that post out, and that's not until spring, but there was some interest. And I was thinking, I have a lot to do today, actually, too, as far as, like, paperwork stuff we're talking about and a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's people that were interested, and they saw that.
Yeah, they're going
to
do that.
I had to make that.
They're going to have to go to Real Wise and become a Patreon. Yeah. I'm not giving out no more stock tips. I gave them out.
Yeah.
I gave them out for free. People charge a lot of money for stocks.
That's what I was gonna say.
So if I'm giving it out free, the least they can do is subscribe to the Patreon page. If not, then I don't got nothing to say to nobody. Tell you, 2021, I'm done with all the dependent excuse makers. So a simple click on the Patreon, Real Wise Productions Patreon page, and there'll be content uploaded starting spring. No, matter of fact, starting next week, I'll start posting strictly to the Patreon page any stock tips. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up.
And now it's time for everybody. I gave out a lot of a game for free on Facebook and shit. So now if people are really interested and they hear about it, then they should be asking questions through the Patreon page, which any of us can respond to. But all that, now my main focus is just the Patreon page and the radio station. I don't care for my page, and I definitely ain't posting no more stock shit on my page.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, say they seen that one, the hood one, and it brought attention. So that's why I just wanted to clarify that and where they can go.
Everything I share now, I just put the link to the Patreon page. So if they click on it, it's going to go to the Patreon page. It won't go nowhere else. It's not even going to play as Facebook. It's going to take them to the Patreon page and hit subscribe and or like or something. Do something besides keep stealing all our ideas. Tough love, 2021. Sorry, people. But I've been holding a lot of hands, and them shits is getting tired.
Heard that. You hear everybody, it's all you have to do is click. And I mean, that's what I said earlier on my live. I was like, Real Wise Radio, all you got to do is go over, press the button, download, and I'll come back and see what happens. But I know nobody's going to do it. You give people stuff for free and all the time, and it's just never really just the easiest thing to do, and you can't get the support, or the it's just easy is too easy, or easy is too hard for people. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
They just got to put more effort. Everybody has to put forth a little effort to make it so we could tell if they're really for the cause or not. That's what I'm saying. Now we're in the test phase. I got to find out who's in this village. So I'm not giving out everything else. We gave out. We did our promotion. They know where we at. They know how to find us. If we ain't directing them properly, then we need to step our shit up. But yeah. Everything, whatever information you seek, we already told you where you could find it. As far as the COVID shit, I think everybody just needs to chill the fuck out. I barely see my sister. I barely see a lot of people. I don't care to see a lot of people. And I know that the people I do go see, I know they care. So as long as they care, then I'm good. So you just gotta know who the fuck you know who don't care. If you know they don't care, then why the hell are you around them?
Right. Risking
yourself. Yeah. So I don't know. People want to play this game until they get sick, and then they want a lot of pity. I'm not with that.
Damn sure. I couldn't believe what I was seeing the other day. I saw medical nurses. You know what I mean? Working in the pediatrics and shit. You going back to pediatrics after you've been with all these people talking about, we don't believe in corona, and now you're pediatrics. I mean, in people in general, but when I heard pediatrics, bitch, you work with kids, I was just too done. I was like, all right, I see what's happening here. Like, oh my God, can you just imagine? That's the lowest of the low right there. But I don't know. But they were dumb enough to be on video, so hopefully that they'll take care of that. So
hopefully.
Yeah. You putting people's kids at risk. That's real shit. I'm mad. I'm just getting irritated when I think about that shit. Because that's attempted murder if you ask me, but what do I know? But yeah, stay home. Stay your fucking ass home. You know, at 2021, I wasn't even supposed to curse. So when I first started my podcast, everybody knew I did not curse. Because you know I have kids listen to my show, but after this shit popped off, and I don't want to like get back into, because I'm not just like some cursor, I'm not like no sailor cursor, I am a lady, okay? I am Brandy Joy Singleton, and I don't curse unless I need to curse. I don't want it to become a habit, so I got things I'm trying to work on with myself, but and getting back to not cursing. But this shit right here, you know, I'm trying to find other words to put in place, like shenanigans or barnacles or some shit. I can't help it. I don't know. Don't stop working on yourself either, guys. You can stay in home, be healthy, and you have online media. Like, there's coolest things you could do. You can go on Netflix, and it's like you're at the movies with that person that you're trying to get to know. Like, hang out with somebody if you're interested in them, and that's a cool way just to chill. No pressure. If you want to ask questions, no pressure, though. Like, it's like you're another person. You see this movie, I see it. You see it, too? I see it. And just kick it. Get to know yourself. Yeah. By this time, you could have came up with the fucking the cure our darn self. As long as we've been up in the house. Yeah, I tried the first 2 weeks, then I realized I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not even I was really trying to figure it out. I was like, well, you say old people get it, so if that's the case, that lasted like a good week. Oh, man. But yeah, that's all I had today. I just wanted to at least say that because people need to take this more seriously. But people do what they want to do, but it affects everyone. I know I have a lot to do, a whole lot. a whole lot to work on, so I can put my stuff up and put stuff to the page and everything, because this is what 2021 is for me, you know, and that's what it is.
Yeah, you gotta figure it out. Everybody gotta start now. Everybody's gotta plot, plan, strategize, organize, mobilize. Like, you gotta, now is time. This is the year. So if you ain't doing it, then the likelihood you ain't never gonna do it.
That is true. It's now or never.
Yeah. Any excuse making, just don't share it with me. I ain't got no sharing excuses. I don't want to be bothered with all the excuses, because then it'll be like I'm condoning, enabling. I don't want to be an enabler, so I'm not doing excuses. Point blank, period.